Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I'm so excited for you to be here with me today. As you know, I love to always give you your kudos and your love. And just thank you so much. Thank you for, I've been getting some voice notes telling me about the power that they've been receiving from the networking podcast and just thanking me for always having an on-time message. But I want to thank you. I want to thank you for listening, subscribing, liking, sharing out the podcast. Please continue to do so. Big shout out to all my new listeners. Welcome in. I love you so much already. Today, I'm bringing us another guest speaker. I'm so excited for this guest. You're going to want to make sure you have some notes, make sure you've got space to really listen in today. It's going to be a powerful session. My guest today is Tanya Syed. Tanya is the founder and co-owner of Your Yoni Retreat, deeply committed to empowering all women, including womb holders, through mental, physical, and emotional wellness. She believes that the reproductive health maintenance, hormonal balance, and positive psychological stimulation are critical to women's greatness, along with building mental and emotional strength. As a certified wellness practitioner and life coach, Tanya is dedicated to herself, the mission of this life. Beyond her professional achievements, Tanya is a true Renaissance woman. She earned her bachelor's degree from UOP and is currently pursuing a doctorate at UOS. In addition to her academic pursuits, she is a devoted wife, mother, bonus mother, entrepreneur, and former financial executive for several global Fortune 500 companies. Tanya envisions a world where all women thrive in every facet of their lives. She has dedicated her life to supporting women on their journey to womanhood and reaching their highest potential, offering her guidance every step of the way. Tanya, hey, welcome.
Hello. Women. Thank you so much for having me. This is exciting. Just to share what is on my heart. So thank you for the platform.
This is beautiful. I love this bio. You are one power horse. I know you personally. And we've been building a relationship about over the year or so, I think. And when I came to the retreat and you just blessed my soul. Truly a healing moment for me. I'll never forget the experience for me, for sure. It was a beautiful experience, and you have a beautiful place. But tell us about us, tell us listeners about you, and tell us, share a little bit of your story.
Yeah. So let's talk about my transition from the executive world to wellness. So I have been in executive finance for about 27 years. Love what I do. My passion has always been just helping people meet their goals. And so in the executive financial space, I did the same thing, where whether it was with my employees or with my clients, customers, or members. And about 10 years ago, I had an experience with yoni semen. And I have to be completely honest, it changed my life. It changed the landscape of like how I viewed emotions and self-care and, you know, what holistic wellness truly meant to me. So as I was on this journey myself of healing, and not necessarily only through yoni semen, but as an added feature to my healing, I feel like I became a new person within that transition. Mm. Beautiful. And so I started offering it to all my friends, my family members, every woman that I knew. I'm like, let's go get a yoni steam. They're like, what is a yoni steam?
Yeah.
So I, of course, I was not educated in the yoni steam space, but again, it changed who I was within the short 2 years. And so I started just explaining the powers to be in the steam pot, right? So I started taking all the women that I knew to all these various yoni steam locations. And we started to have yoni parties, and we started to, again, just have a lot of fun in the yoni steam world, right? Fast forward, my yoni steam practitioner went out of business. And so I started so I looked up yoni steams near me. I live in Sacramento. And lo and behold, a yoni steam practitioner was here in Sacramento. Wow. So I started to go to the yoni steam practitioner that was here in Sacramento. And then shortly after, about 6 months, their location moved, or they were temporarily closed. And I found another one. So I started going there. This second one, I'm going to go ahead and give a shout out. It was Honey Throne. Woo-hoo. Because Honey Throne truly also changed my life when it comes to what I was used to receiving, but also what I wanted to receive in regards to healing within my self-care space.
Wow, that's
deep. And so same thing, I started to introduce more people to yoni semen through this location. And then shortly after, I want to say they moved to a different location. And then I started going to a different location. And, you know, the reason I started to yoni steam specifically was because I was going through what I called one of the hardest times in my life, right? A lot of us don't like to talk about heartbreak, but I was going through a heartbreak, and I just needed to know how to resolve. And yoni semen actually helped facilitate that, believe it or not. So I started going to this new place. I was, you know, again, receiving my yoni semen, but there was a difference in my experience. And so as I was sitting on my pot, I'm sitting there and I'm like, I don't feel the same. And again, same thing, I had the same regimen. I'll go every single month, I'll bring people with me, but I wasn't feeling the same. So I started to do research into yoni steaming specifically. So let me pause, because I forgot to add, when the Honey Throne had temporarily moved, I bought some pots and I started to actually steam at home.
Wow.
And I was steaming other folks that actually wanted to steam with me. And it just became fun. Yeah. But I did not have the education, right, behind it. So I didn't know what I was doing. I just had a steam and some herbs. And that's what I was told I needed. So now back on track. So I had been steaming now for about 2.5 years. And then I started doing research. And it's like, oh, you should be certified. And here is why you should be certified. So I go to, I found Queen Afua. I'm not sure if you all have heard of Queen Afua. But I found Queen Afua. And she's she wrote a book, Sacred Woman. And she talks a lot about womb wellness. So as I started to take a deep dive into Queen Afua, I'm like, oh, this is so much more than just a self-care practice. Like, this is a true healing modality. Like, I want more. And so I went to a school to become a certified wellness practitioner. Quote unquote, it was a yoni practitioner. And so as I was going through this program, I learned everything I needed to know, which, to be completely frank with you, it was not what I had experienced. So I was shocked, and I was like, okay. And at this time I was going through the school, but just to really understand how I can better assist myself at home and then those who was steaming with me. And as I get halfway through this program and realize that there was so much that I was missing within my yoni steam practice, I was blown away. Mm. And immediately, this was 2020, immediately I said, I want to change the industry. And, yes. And at that moment, my thought was not to be in competition with any of the sisters, not to come and try to make myself better, but definitely change the game on yoni steaming and what it actually is for in regards to the wellness piece. And so just fast forward my journey, I opened up in 2021. I have had the opportunity to surround myself with the most amazing women and womb holders from all over, and such a diverse community that I've built here that I am just swimming in, you know, just excitement every day. Again, my Fridays are amazing. I used to have walk-in Fridays, but now it's just appointment-based, just because last year I integrated life coach sessions, and that's taken a turn of its own. so many of us don't realize, or we're not comfortable with admitting that we need a little bit of guidance. And when I introduce my life coaching sessions, I have not had to promote one time. Not one time I have I had to promote. And I have 22 clients wow. within my journeys today. And I have to say that between the Yoni Semen practice, the holistic wellness, as well as the additional modalities that we offer and the life coaching, I am seeing so many transformations within the ladies that I have the honor to walk this journey with.
I love it. Okay. So you said it, what is Yoni? Like, tell them what a Yoni means. What, cause I have a listeners on there who in the house doesn't know, raise your hand. This is my favorite part. Oh, yep. Hands are going up. They're like, okay, wait a minute. I've never heard of this. What are you talking about? What are we steaming? Tell yes. them, about, I mean, you womb, you're, oh, wait, is this what I think it is? Wait, yeah. tell them what that is. What is yeah. it actually?
Break Absolutely. It down. So Yoni is a Sanskrit word for your vagina, your overall womb. You know, I like to look at Yoni as our entire womb space. So the uterine cavity, it's our vagina, it's all of it. And so when we think about that, I chose Yoni because it's more comfortable. I think that Yoni flows. Some individuals call it V-semen, some call it vagina semen. You'll hear different names for Yoni, but in short, Yoni is a Sanskrit word. So it was used centuries ago in different, globally, let me say that. It was used centuries ago globally, where individuals started to call our lady parts a Yoni. And so that's where Yoni actually came from.
That's all I've known it as a Yoni steam. That's interesting. Oh. It is called other things, but yeah, Yoni. And I did know that it had some history in the word. Yes. So break it down. Tell them what.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yeah. So what is a Yoni steam? I love that question. And believe it or not, I educate on this all the time.
I love it.
But a Yoni steam is where you come into a sacred space. And again, you can Yoni steam at home as well. As you heard me say, I Yoni steam at home sometimes. But you sit on a throne, AKA a chair that has a hole in the seat. And the hole in the seat is so that the herbs that's underneath the seat are able to penetrate into our womb space. And so what happens is that you sit on this throne, you position yourself in a somewhat of an open position. You have a long silk gown on, so it's very comfortable. And again, if you're doing it in a location, you should have something very long draping you, because the reason you actually need the long gown is to cover the bottom of your throne to keep in any steam so that your steam can truly penetrate your Yoni space. So you sit on the throne, you have your legs somewhat open, you have your gown underneath the bottom of the throne, and this steam is actually penetrating up your uterine cavity. And what that does is the herbs that we're using, they have beneficial properties. And so I always like to tell individuals about gentle blend, because that's always what you will receive if you come to your Yoni retreat as a first session. And so we put lavender, we actually use chamomile, we use red rose, red clover, red raspberry, and nettle. And so we go through what the beneficial properties are of all of those herbs, and all of our herbs are organic and they're handpicked. So if you came in, and again, let me step back a little bit. Also, if you've actually been steaming for a while, so if you've heard of Yoni steam, it's like, oh yeah, I have a practice. And if you say, hey, I want to focus on X, then we actually talk about what herbs we're going to use so that we can focus on X, and we can actually ensure that your Yoni steam practice is based on what it is that what it is you're focusing on at the time.
I love that.
And you know, absolutely. And so we're not doctors, and so we actually do not guarantee any cures and or treatment plans. But what we do talk about is the testimonials as well as case studies that we actually have here at your Yoni retreat. And, you know, I'm my own case study. I have my daughter. I have 17 clients that truly have actually had benefits from yoni steaming, but on a regular basis, right? So you can't come once and feel like if you're dealing with heavy menstrual or cramps that it's going to resolve. Now you could, but it's not possible. You know, it's not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. So they come in, they sit, they relax. As a, you know, again, I've done it the one time. It was, you're such a great guy too, right? You're very gentle in your approach. I love how you have your, you know, your office set up where you have your practice at. It's a very beautiful place where you begin to meditate first. And I like that nice touch. And then going in, and you were very gentle because I have a very intense trauma background of having been sexually abused for a very long time. So it was a little overwhelming for me. And you explained that it can be overwhelming for women who have trauma. And the reality is 90% of women have traumatic experiences with their womb. Childbirth alone is a traumatic experience. Sex is a traumatic experience at first to the womb. So, you know, really you could say all, you know, women of wombs have this kind of trauma, and it can be a little daunting. But you were like, if you got to get up, you just get up. You know, if you, you know, take your, so you took the pressure off of me trying to get it right. There's no way of getting this right, right? It's not about getting right or wrong, or it's about being.
Absolutely.
As women, we need to learn how to be more. We're always doing, doing, doing. That's masculine energy. Being is the feminine energy. And this is you allowing women a space to set in the being of a very powerful feminine vessel that holds great power, because it does. And I can't preach enough to women to get a hold of that power, because the matrix is set up for you to be in a dominant male and try to be in a dominant male role as a woman, and you don't have to. They try to steal our power, and they've been trying to steal our power, and we end up being more dominant. I know I was more masculine at a point in my life because I was in the corporate world. I was a young entrepreneur, and I was in a male dominated world. And the minute I began to really turn the tables and be like, no, I love being a woman. And I heard the other day, somebody said they love how much they loved being a woman. Oh, I was listening to Sarah Jacobs Roberts, and you know, she's getting ready to do her book tour of her new book. And she just got this tour lined up and this purpose. And I was listening to her podcast, and one of her guests was like, I love everything about being a woman. And I said, listen, honey, me too. Yeah. I love to put a dress on and some heels. You cannot. Yeah. I said, there is so much power I didn't realize I was not accessing, because I thought I had to kind of be strong like a man, or not maybe dress all the way, but to give that dress, like, yes, maybe I can't, I gotta wear a jacket. No, I don't. I can put on a beautiful long gown if I want, yes, to, and step in that room, right? Or I had to do these things because I'm in business or I'm in the corporate world. I've got no way. I have found, and I realize now, there is great wealth, yes, that comes with the feminine. There is great power, and you're holding a beautiful space for them. And I love the testament of it was your own journey and your own story that brought it. And now you have a retreat going on, like where you actually take people out, tell them what's coming up with your events. Like, what are you doing with the events and stuff? Cause you do the yoni steam, but you do the personal coaching, and then you have all these little sub events. What are those about?
Yeah. So we do day retreats, and the focus of the day retreat is to offer multiple modalities to the women and womb holders in the community. For the most part, some of us have not heard of yoni steaming, sound healing, yoga, guided meditation, Reiki circle, EFT tapping. And so what I do is I hold day retreats, and we offer mini sessions of all of these different modalities. Okay. And the reason is so that we can come in contact and in touch with that things that could potentially propel us on our healing journey. Although we don't want to talk about the healing journey, we do it in a way that we don't have to say that we're healing, but we're actually introducing these modalities that will assist on those journeys. And we also, we do a annual women's retreat that's actually coming up this June. I'm super excited. We normally do it in October, but we actually switch locations. And so it's going to be in Forest Hill, California this year. And it's just going to be 4 days of connecting with self, just awakening internally and taking a deep dive, just away from the hustle and bustle. You said so much just a little bit ago about leaning into your femininity. And how often we don't do that. And one thing I strive to do on a daily basis, because me as well, being in corporate America and also a young executive in corporate America, I tended to lean into my masculine side because I had to be a firecracker and I was going up against all these older, let's just say what it is, older white men
yep.
or older white women that yep. didn't necessarily respect me for being a young Black woman.
Yep.
So I had to force myself into the industry because I had the knowledge, but they're looking at who I was. And so I had to become very masculine. And honestly, what that did is I carried it outside into my personal life. And so over the last 5 years, I have truly dedicated time to focus on leaning into my femininity. Not that the masculine energy is gone, because there's a time that we have to balance, right? And there's a time that I need to be more dominant in spaces.
Yes.
But you said something that was key. I love being a woman putting a dress on in my heels and just being able to be fed and receiving and just loved on. And I didn't even understand how to do that prior to my journey. And so what we're doing here is we're creating that space. You said something that was triggering to like what I do. I like to allow the clients that walk into these doors to unmask.
Yes.
And what that means is that whoever you were, it's okay to be that person, but be who you truly are walking in.
Yes.
And so I make this space welcoming and the ambiance. And just when you walk in, the environment itself allows you to unmask and truly fall into your feminine energy naturally. It just happens naturally. I have clients tell me all the time, like, I don't know what just happened. But, you know, like I'm emotional and I don't know why I'm emotional, or like I'm having something that's coming over me. And I said, no, it's okay. It's the environment that we're creating so that you don't have to continue to shield who you truly are. Innate, we are feminine beings, but we have to put on so many different masks, and some of us put on layers of a mask.
Absolutely.
And so it's difficult for us to remove easily, you know?
Yeah.
So we create that space here, and in every event, in every session that we have at your Yoni retreat, we ensure that we make it so our clients are feeling the energy of being welcomed and falling into their feminine energy naturally.
I love it so much. I love the power of being. And one of the things I have all my students do, I have all those that I work with to try to get them into the jobs, is I have them take an assessment, and it shows who they naturally are and how they adapt. And I do that specifically to show them how they're adapting, how their trauma is turned them to gray. And that's how they're showing up to places. But I'm giving them the permission, let's say, permission from Professor P to be who they naturally are. Please go be in your zone of genius, is what I call it. Like, do not be in the gray. I know the world has thrown you in there. And I know that that's how you're showing up, because you're protecting yourself in some way, some fashion. But be in your zone of genius, be in your beautiful and your brilliance. And I love that the environment that these women are walking into helps, because I can tell you, just the other day, I, you know, sent a picture to one of my girlfriends. I said, you know, I went to my friend's homegoing, who I love very dearly. And I said, you know, I showed up proper. Oh, please let that be known. Okay. And she said, what did you wear? And I sent her a picture. She said, well, hello. She said, man, I got to try to wear a dress again and let this sexy thing out. I said, you better let that sexy thing out. She,
yes.
You know, but it was that inspiration from another woman.
Yes.
Right. And, you know, prior to us starting the podcast today, everyone, Tanya and I had a small little conversation of some things that we've been working on. And I said something to her, and it really brought a tear to my eye. It talked about how sometimes daughters are leading the way for their mothers. And you are listening to two daughters right now who have come from some backgrounds. You know, I share mine, and Tanya is not short of her own story. And and that she has and the richness she shares in her life by the fruit of her healing power today, right? But the daughters are leading the way and we actually want to pour in. And I said, that's because the example in the mothers wasn't always there, right? I'm sorry for what your mom missed on being able to provide for you, right? Not being able to really tell you about your cycle and, right, you having to use toilet paper for however long, not knowing the importance of menstrual health and the power. Oh my gosh, there's so much power. I really grieved over the loss of power that I didn't realize how much power was in there. Why aren't we taught that? Why is that taken from us? But being that example, and again, that inspiration for my girlfriend, when I sent her the pictures, she was like, I'm going to get dressed up. Like, we got to get dressed up. And I was like, yes, we got to get dressed up, baby.
That's right.
Being the example, and that's what you're doing. You're being the example and you're leading the way with these women. So you are creating that environment and it's like a trickle effect. So a domino effect, right? The women get in there, they begin to soften. They're seeing other women. They know it's a safe environment. Amen for a safe place. Because some places are dressed up thinking that you're going to go there and it's going to be safe and they're not. So please listen to your intuition, all of you. Please understand your gut is not lying to you, right? But you have a safe space. The safeness creates surrender, and we are safe to surrender. It is very important that we learn to surrender into our softness, into the power of the feminine, and be able to rise as a collective. And that is definitely what you're a part of. You're a part of the rise of the feminine, taking her rightful place back in the structure of humanity, as she's always, I mean, no one in this world is here without traveling through a womb.
That's right. Amen to that.
It's that. So what do you see for the future of the Yoni? Like, tell me about your future vision just for a couple minutes.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. So I do today collaborate with fantastic wellness practitioners in the community, as well as professionals as yourself, with holding various events. And what I see the direction that your Yoni retreat is going into, one, as I stated earlier in my story, I launched into this community and into this field to actually make a difference. And so what I see happening is that I am creating uncomfortable, but normalcy for women to actually be nurtured, for women to feel safe, for women to actually be safe. But really, you know, you said something earlier, and so I want to talk about this with talking about our future growth. This is for individuals that want it. You know, there are some individuals that know they need it, and they're not comfortable with actually reaching out. And so what I'm geared towards is the women that are saying, Tanya, I know that I want this and I'm committed. And then you said something about the assessment. I provide an assessment, like, where do you want to be? And so our future vision is to continue to work and strengthen women that actually want to be on a journey. I see your Yoni retreat opening a second location in 2025.
Let's go.
Sacramento. We've already started to look at different areas because it's needed. Not that we don't need our girls' day with the spa and our mimosas, but we also need time where we can truly let our heads down. We can truly feel nurtured. We can be safe and we can just show up authentic. And so often in our girlfriend circles, this is just the truth of it. I have a huge and loving girlfriend circle, but we can't always show up in our authentic self because we're so worried about who may be judging us or who relationship may be better or who does not have a unfavorable face on. And so we're showing up in our impure state. And so I want to create a second location so this one is going in that direction where we are showing up again in that collective space where I don't care who's in the building, that you feel absolutely safe to show up as your authentic self. And I want to say this because I have had many women in Sacramento. I want to, one, give a shout out to your Yoni retreat and our associates here. As of yesterday, we've actually serviced 2,132 women in the area. Now, not all Sacramento, But I'm just going to say, because women come from all over, they come from the area. And this, we actually went through this count and we didn't even count any of the repeat clients. So well over 2,000 women. But what I want to say is that I'm places all the time and women always like, hey, oh, I know you, you know, you're from. And I want to say this live is that consciously I remove relationships or clients from my mental so that you don't have to feel like you can't be your authentic self. So if I'm in public and you see me, I'm in public and you're seeing me in this space. You're not seeing me in your yoni retreat. So it's a very conscious process that I actually have put myself in, because in 2022, I had an incident where I was in a location with one of the clients. And when she seen me, she literally ran. Because of the experience, she was embarrassed. And so I want to say this again live, that consciously I remove experiences from your yoni retreat out of my memory bank. So when I'm in public and I'm networking or I am in a different space, I am not going to come up and say, hey, Natasha, thank you for coming, for, you know, allowing us to serve.
How's that yoni doing?
Because so often when you walk in here, you get to feel how you need to feel. And that doesn't need to be taken from here, right? So if I'm saying that we're creating a safe, sacred, non-judgmental space, you have to know what happens here stays here. So mm-hmm. I wanted to say that because as I go into the planning stages of my second location, I just want individuals, one, not to see my face and not to feel that they are not safe within your yoni retreat, knowing that I am the owner, because I am a lot of places and I am in a lot of networking spaces because I do a lot. But I want you to feel safe when you walk into your yoni retreat, regardless to who your practitioner is. And know that when you are seeing a practitioner outside of your yoni retreat, it's okay. And we're going to act like we've never seen you or know you at all. And that's how I train my associates. And that's why I want to give a shout out to them, because they're very professional. They're not running up to women saying, oh yeah, I know you. You know, we see women all the time in Target. I mean, our client base is so diverse that every time I'm out, I see a person that have traveled through these doors and I leave it there. And so I just want to share that.
Beautiful, Tanya.
With going into our second location plan, and I just want to share that and make sure that it sticks in some of the thoughts and the brains of those who are listening. Thank you for that question.
Oh, absolutely. I love it so much, and I love that you hit that point, because you are basically a therapist. And a therapist, if a therapist saw you out, they would not run up and be like, hey, are you mentally hanging in there today? Right? How, you know, let's talk about that trauma right here. They don't. Yeah. They'd act like you were just somebody that they knew. And, you know, they would never, you know, your privacy is, you hold privacy, right? And I think that's important. I think it's important that, you know, you are sharing that with your clients when they're coming in, just like, hey, if you do see me outside, just know this is like a therapy session. Yes. What is in here stays in here, right? That you don't have to worry about, you know, feeling, because some are open with no shame. Some are open with shame. Some are not open because of shame. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was a whole line. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that.
Yes. Right?
And the one in the middle is the one who ran, was open, but there was shame that still had some shackles, right? And there's a lot of that. There's a huge, because there is an awakening happening within women, right? So there's a huge shift in there. So one more thing I want you to talk to them about, because that's the practice side. That's the practice. That's you being a clinician and a coach and all of that. But now you a business owner.
Yes.
How has entrepreneurship been?
Yes.
You know, operations, being an
entrepreneur. Thank you for that.
What is that like? That is a whole nother beast.
It's a whole nother beast. And I want to say this for all of the listeners, I never looked at myself as an entrepreneur. I've actually always had a second business since 2014. So I've always had a side business, but I never looked at myself like I'm no longer in corporate America. Okay. And so,
hold space for that though.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. What I want to say is that getting into the entrepreneurial space, it's not easy and it's not for the faint. I want to say that. Also,
amen.
You don't have to be who you're not. Show up in your true, authentic self as a business person. So often, I want to say this, so often we're seeing all these other business individuals, and I'm going to say for social media, right? We send these social media entrepreneurs, And I'm here to tell you that that's not what it is. Entrepreneurship, while it's grand all in itself, it's amazing, isn't it? It's an amazing journey to be on.
Beautiful journey.
One, you cannot do it by yourself. So you do need
Never.
A reliable team. You need reliable tax professionals.
Yep.
If you do not have a reliable tax professional, your business is for sure gonna tank, right? We always hear it takes 3 to 5 years to even see a revenue in your business. As an entrepreneur, it was very startling for myself and my husband when we made the decision that we were moving into this space. What I will say is that with diligence, with obedience, putting God first, let me say that.
Amen. Absolutely. Hello.
Putting God first, but also with a reliable
best business partner
team.
In the house.
Yes. With a reliable team, you can make it. We're in our third year of business. And I want to say that last year was the first year that we actually made a revenue for the business. It was so shocking, but life-changing, because in our minds, we were thinking, okay, we're not going to make any money for 5 years, but it has been a journey all in itself. You have to be patient with yourself. And like I said, you're going to see a lot on social media, but be true to your authentic self in your journey. Because if God has placed in your heart that you are an entrepreneur, know that you're not going to fail. As long Amen. As you're not taking leaps that does not follow your path. Our paths are already predetermined for us.
Yep.
So we have to stay obedient to our path and not allow social media entrepreneurs to pull us out of that. Because so often you're going to hear from many people that this is how business should be. But I'm here to tell you transparently that if you don't stay true to yourself, have a solid foundation in your partnerships regarding your business, and if you're not putting God first, then it's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult for you to succeed. But if you actually, in reverse, put God first and understand your partnership, and if you understand the direction of your business, you will show up and you'll be on fire. The operational piece of a business needs more than just you, unless you have an operational background like myself. But I have a whole business partnership. So if you don't have that, I will suggest, and if you're getting into business, I will suggest get a partner. Get individuals that is going to ride with you, walk with you, and also trust you in business. It's phenomenal to actually have the right individuals on your team.
Yes, it's amazing. And it's true. You started, it's not for the faint of hearts. I will swear by that. It is the long game. This is a long game. You are in it for a long time. You're committed, and it takes trusting teams. It takes knowing you have to set time aside. She has to set time aside outside of being the practitioner and taking care of women and clients, but she has to take time aside, everyone, to do the business operation side. So there is a separation of being the practitioner and the business owner, and that takes time and dedication and building the right team members in place. I am so grateful that you are here with us today and you were able to share your story. I'm going to speak one bit of life over you that I keep seeing right now. And I've seen it several times now. I've seen it about 3 times on our podcast. You are going to write a book about Yoni, the true way to Yoni, healing, the power within. You're going to be healing mothers and daughters. You're going to be restoring what was taken and stolen from women, but you are going to write a book, and it is not too far out. And so I encourage you to begin to pray and meditate and ask God, because your steps are ordered. Just like you said, our steps are ordered. When we delight in the Lord, when we set and meditate on the word, God is true. His word does not return void. Our steps are ordered. I got it. I spoke it. I gave it to you guys. Go listen to it. Check it out. He gives us steps every day. It is night to day. In the night he works, and in the day we walk. So I want you to rest hold of that book about Yoni, I can see it coming. It's going to be an amazing book. It's going to be even better than what you've read because it is your experience and all the knowledge that you have been able to. And I can see it going out and you building up more practitioners and actually being able to make that impact and disrupt this industry as you have set forth in the vision God has given you. It has been my honor and privilege to be able to have you as a guest. I love you dearly. Everyone, listen, Tanya's bio and information is there, all of her social media. Please make sure that you check her out and connect with her. And until next time, everyone, be well.
Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.